Greetings and welcome to the Cathartic Yardstick Podcast with Ray and Mark. Follow us on a wondrous journey to explore the mental dust bunnies that reside under the bed of our consciousness.
Well, we've got the Yetis fired up once again. Welcome to the Cathartic Yardstick Podcast, coming to you from New York State and also from the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm Ray, and in Virginia is Mark, and this is our podcast. This is an intro to what it's about, what we're trying to do, a little bit about who we are, and hopefully there'll be someone out there other than our immediate families that find this interesting.
And you may be asking yourself, why in the world Cathartic Yardstick? Well, number one, you've got to call it something, right? But the term Cathartic Yardstick actually came to me in a dream. That's actually the truth. And maybe if you keep tuning in, you'll hear the story on what that dream was about. But anyways, I thought it was kind of a great cosmic title because you stop and think about life. We're all the product of our experiences. And we deal with things we can deal with, and what we can't deal with, we hang on to and deal with it later on. It becomes part of us. So ultimately, what we're waiting to do is hit that catharsis point, that happy release where we're sort of in sync with the universe. So I thought, how much progress have we made? That's the yardstick part. So it's really an opportunity to basically see two older guys and what issues they've run into and how they've resolved them. And maybe that would be a benefit to you. So why might you think it's interesting? Well, you know, I think for myself, you know, you'll see a lot of people who are very similar to each other. They have similar backgrounds and they may as well be twins. Ray and I have a great deal of commonality, but we also come from very different circumstances. Myself, I was a history major in college. And I went to law school, and I've been working for the government for a long time as an attorney. So that's my background. Ray, what about you?
Well, we both started out in college as roommates, and you went into law, and I went into social work. But it wasn't long that I was in social work that I ended up getting kind of displaced and ended up in IT. But it was IT for social work. One of the problems we had back in the early 80s was many agencies were finding a need to incorporate information technology into the delivery of human services, but we couldn't find consultants that really understood human services. And also, things tend to be very squishy as far as business rules, and a lot of the people we were asking to be consultants just didn't get it. Didn't get why, you know, we'd pay for something one month but couldn't pay for it another because the funding had changed. So they were used to absolute rules. So I kind of came into IT with a social work approach, and turns out that there was a need for something like that, and I've been doing that for the last 30 years or so.
So although there's very different backgrounds, you'll see we do have the commonality of having the combined maturity level approximating that of your average fifth grade classroom. So I think that's interesting.
Which is, I think, true of most guys.
All right. Well, then there's no pretense here. If you think we're idiots, we don't care. So, you know, you can tune in, you can tune out. It's a free country. But the other thing you ought to realize is the fact that every day I demonstrate why it was that I failed Math 11. Because although I did great at the arts, I didn't do math well. And so Ray and I talked beforehand, and we kind of broke our topics by number. And like 1, 2, 3, 4. And because I am a math major, I went 1 to 3. And so we didn't talk about topic 2, which is what the heck is the concept of this thing? So Ray, why don't you talk about the concept of our podcast a little bit?
What is the concept? If I could just backtrack on the maturity level for a second. I've talked to Michelle about this many, many times, that guys basically mature to about the 7th or 8th grade level. And then at that point, you just get better at hiding it.
Am not, you are. Okay. You're probably right. Michelle's a good judge.
So the concept is, this is, you know, we're both kind of at a point in our careers where we're staring down the barrel at retirement. You know, we've you know, raised a couple kids. We've been, you know, gotten married. Well, not in that order.
and not to each other.
Right. And, Although there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. So, so you reach a point, I think, in your career where you just kind of come up for air. After college, it's just a whirlwind of career, family. You're just kind of making your way in the world. And as you start to slow down right around the time when you're getting ready to retire, I think you have a little bit of time to reflect on where you've been, where you're going, what it all means. And I think a lot of people I know, you know, about the same age group are kind of in a similar situation.
And it's carpe diem. It's really taking time to figure out what was it I always wanted to do and never had a chance to do. And then let's do it. For me, I was always a frustrated disc jockey because I loved listening to DJs on the radio growing up. And I thought it would be a blast to do something like that. And my life easily could have gone in that direction if I had known the right people. But it never went in that direction. So this is kind of fun because I get to mess around with broadcasts a little bit. And Ray, your interest is more on the technical side, right?
Yeah, I started, I can't remember how old I was when I built my first Crystal radio, and I was just fascinated with the whole concept of radio since then. I mean, you were more into the content, but I really, the whole process, the science behind it, and in many ways, this is kind of just an extension of that. And in this podcast, you've pretty much, your focus has been on content, mine has been on a lot of the technical aspects of it.
And as a matter of fact, another story you may pick up if you tune into the podcast is, if you're lucky, I may be able to share the story, the embarrassing story of how I was almost killed by a Crystal radio. and yeah, so that's...
They can be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
It can. So, but anyways, we're going to have a website too, correct?
Yes, the webpage is catharticyardstick.com. I am shocked that that name was not taken. So you can go right to that, and we'll have all the episodes there, brief bio about both of us. And if you want to leave some comments, there's a page that has a link for comments.
Yes, let us know how we're doing, but please, this is our first time. Be gentle. We're very fragile. But really, most importantly, let us know the topics you'd like to hear discussed. What I anticipate you hearing about early on are fun topics like ghosts, what makes me sleep with my light on. I find that really interesting. UFOs, things like that. You know, I think it was Stephen King who one time was being interviewed, and he was talking about the horror genre, and he basically said, what you're really aiming for when you're writing about horror is not simply to frighten somebody, but he says, you know those moments when you're sleeping and you kind of stick your foot out, dangle it off the side of the bed, out between the sheets, and for reasons you really don't understand, you pull your foot back in? He goes, that's what I'm aiming for.
Right.
So yeah, we'll be talking about UFOs, ghosts, all kinds of interesting things.
Life, death, yeah. What's the meaning of pretty much everything?
Right. So, I mean, we won't talk about politics. Maybe we'll talk about politics. Because the other thing we do is we're going to set strict ground rules and violate them.
Politics these days, it's kind of the epitome of low-hanging fruit as far as discussion topics.
And frankly, I think, I mean, from my perspective, no matter what side of the fence you're on politically, you look at it, you just got to shake your head.
On the other hand, we've been treated to probably the greatest reality TV show we've ever seen.
That's true. And so, you know, 2020, 2024, you may have the Kardashians running.
That'd be great.
Just think how much fun that would be.
All right. So till next time, we'll be doing some research on topics, and we'll have an interesting anecdote about a photo that just won't go away in a quasi-mystical way. And hopefully you'll tune in.
Alrighty, take care.
You've been listening to the Cathartic Yardstick Podcast. Thanks for joining us on this maiden voyage. Listen again as we explore our psyches. Who knows what we'll find? We don't.